Hi, my name is Andrew Connell, and in this brief video, I'm going to walk you through the Office 365 Development Patterns and Practices Sample Provisioning.yammer. In an effort to help customers address the most impactful and useful scenarios, the Office 365 Development Patterns and Practices group has created a number of code samples that complete common customer scenarios. The code is published in a public GitHub repository located at https://github.com/officedev/pnp, and it contains solution packs of content as well as sample packs of sample code that has been reviewed by the Office 365 team and blessed as a recommended way to approach these different scenarios. This sample shows how to use the newly added Yammer capabilities in the core component provided in the Office 365 Development Patterns and Practices samples to create new Yammer groups as part of a site provisioning process and to associate that group as the discussion feed for the newly created collaboration site. At site creation, you can select Yammer integration using either the Open Graph or Group feed. If the Yammer group option is selected, the user must specify the name of the group to create. If a group already exists with that same name that you provided, that group is used. The Office Dev Patterns and Practices team recommends that using the Office Graph option because when groups are used, you could potentially have one group for every single site that's created within your tenant. This could result in a significant number of groups that'll pollute the Yammer network implementation for your organization in a very negative way. Let's see the sample in action. Now, before we actually dive into the code, I'm going to need to make one little change here. If I look at the web config, what you'll notice is that I have a Yammer access token. We're going to need to obtain that access token and stick that inside of this web config in order for the application to do work inside of SharePoint. Now, thankfully, what I have, if I come over here to the browser, I have my own network already set up, and what we're going to do is we're going to create a new Yammer application. The first step for doing this is we're going to go over here, walk over to this URL called developer.yammer.com/authentication. So what I'll do is I'll paste this into a new browser window, and I'm going to scroll down a little bit and click on this test token. So this tells me the steps for what I'm going to need to do in order to make this work. I see the first thing I need to do is to register an app. So I'll right-click on this, say open the link in a new window. We'll come over here and I'll create a new app. So I'll call register a new app. This app will be called the Office Dev PNP 01. The organization will just be Office Dev. Support email, that'll be me. And the website for this network will just be me as well. And then I'll go ahead and click OK. Now we have our app already set up. Now one of the changes we're going to have to make, if I come back to this authentication piece, what we're going to need to do is it says here in the second step, navigate to the basic info on the left-hand side and fill out the redirect URI with https://yammer.com. So let's come back over here and I'll click on basic info, and we'll scroll down here to the redirect URI, and we'll put in https://yammer.com and save our changes. We'll go back and look at the basic information here. And what we'll do is let's grab the ID. I'll also come over here and grab the secret, copy that, and we'll paste that in over here because we know we're going to need both of these things. Okay, now that we have those two things, let's go back and let's look at what the next step is. Step four. It says copy your client ID, redirect URI, and application information from the application information page. All right, we just did that, so we're still in good shape. Now paste this URL into your browser where the client ID, redirect URI are obtained from step four. So let's grab this entire URL. I'll copy it. And let's go ahead and paste it in down here at the bottom. Let's replace the values that we know we need. So we'll grab the client ID, we'll replace that here. And we'll also replace the redirect URI. That should be https://yammer.com. So we'll grab this URI. We'll come back over to a new browser window and I'll paste it in. And it's gonna ask us to make sure that we have permissions here. So I'm going to go ahead and allow the permissions to work with Yammer. Now we're back into our network. Now what I need to do, if I go back and look at the authentication steps, it says copy the code equals value from the URL you created. So I'll come back over here and we see this code value right here. I'll copy this out and we'll just drop this in over here like that. All right, now let me come back over to the authentication. What's our next step? It says paste the following URL in and replace all these different values. So again, I'll grab all of this. And we will grab the client ID, which will go right here. We'll grab the client secret, which I can see will go right here. And I'll grab the code, which will go right here. So we'll grab this URL. Let's come back over here to this page, paste it in, hit enter. All right, now if we take a look at this, we look at our steps, scroll down a little bit, it says copy the token value out of the resulting JSON. So if I come back over to my browser, we'll see there's this token value right here. I'll grab that, go back to my little notepad application, paste it in. So now we have our token. Let's go over here back to Visual Studio and let's paste that token in into the web config that you see is right in here inside the remote web. I'll then go and save my changes. Make sure that my SharePoint project is set as the startup project. So I'll just right click on this and say set as startup. Save our changes, and then I'll just hit the start button to get everything to start building and deploy the app to my SharePoint site. Okay, now that our app has been installed, it's going to ask us if we want to trust it. So I'll say yes, let's go ahead and trust our app. And then it's going to take us to the homepage for the app. Now, in this one, you can see the homepage here is going to allow us to pick a template for a new site, give it a name, a URL, a description, and then set up how we want to do Yammer. So I'll say we want this to be a team site. I'll just give it a name as subsite 01. And we'll use the same name over here. No description. And then I'm just going to say, let's create a group. This will be a brand new group. And why don't we just call it team subsite 01 so we can see that it actually matches here. Now, before I click the create button, let's come over here to my Yammer network. And what I want you to notice here is that I don't have any groups that are listed. So in fact, I'm going to come over to the groups. Let me go to view more groups. And I'll pick on all groups listed right here. So we can see that we've got only one group here called team 01. What we're going to see in just a minute is that they're going to have a new group that's going to get created. So what I'll do is I'll come back over here to subsite creation. I'll click the create button. And we can see our app, it's going to create the site, and it's then going to create our Yammer group and then add a web part to the homepage of our brand new site that is going to reference that group. And we can see our subsite 01's been created, and we can also see a little bit of Yammer integration right here. If I was not already logged into Yammer, it would have prompted me. So just for kicks here, we can see that I've created the site. Why don't we go in and say, let's reply to this. And I'll just say, this is a new message. I'll say post. And if I come back over here to Yammer, what I'll see if I refresh this page is we'll see a new group called subsite 01. In fact, if I go back to the homepage and I look at the all company view here, we should be able to see the little entry that came in a second ago, the subsite 01, and the message that we just posted from SharePoint. And I can even respond to it by saying like responding here. And if I go back to my SharePoint site, it should be showing up immediately. So we can see how this has all been set up. Let's go ahead and close these browsers down. And let's take a look at the code here and see how this was implemented. What this has done, this is implemented using three different projects inside Visual Studio. We have our SharePoint app called provisioning.yammer. And if I open up the app manifest for this, you can see it's a standard provider hosted app. And it's his homepage is pointing to the default that ASPX page in a web project, a local web project. I also got permissions set up that I have full control over my tenant to be able to create sites. If I come over here and look at the default page, default.aspx, there's nothing too fancy in this page. All we really have is just some places to input some information here, like picking the template, giving it a name, And then if I scroll all the way down, we'll have options here for if we want to do a Yammer open graph or the group. How do we want to do the group association? And then if we want to scroll down a bit farther, go ahead and just create everything. There was another option to associate this with the Yammer open graph option. That was, as I said earlier, that's the preferred option, the one recommended by Microsoft, because as I create these groups, if I created a group for every single site, then I would potentially have thousands and thousands of groups. It would really pollute the user interface. And the fact that at the present time there is not a way to delete a group from Yammer could really mess things up or provide a really bad interface. So OpenGraph is the other option, is the recommended one. If we look at the code behind for this, open up default.asbx, and we'll see what happens when I actually click on this first button here. So the pre-init and the load that are standard across all of them, I guess the pre-load, if I scroll down a little bit, I'm adding a few options here for different templates that are available to me. If I scroll down though and look at the what happens when I click the create button, after I get a SharePoint context for the current user for my app, I'm then going to come over here and do a check to see if a group was selected. So if a group was selected, or if it was not selected, it's going to use an empty string and call the create subsite option down here. You see, create subsite. So come down here and create subsite, passing in the current SharePoint site, and then all the values of the different things that were in the form on the page that we were just looking at a second ago. This is going to create the site. It's also going to create the Yammer network, or the Yammer group inside my network. We'll look at that, but after it does that work, it'll then redirect me to my new site. So let's take a look at create subsite. The create subsite method is simply going to be using create site extension method on a current SharePoint site on the host web, which is a web object from the CSOM. This is coming from the shared core project in the patterns and practices. If you come over and look at like the app model extensions, and I see things like the site extensions, we can see a method over here called create site, which is going to go in and actually create a subsite. It's using just a standard CSOM to go in and create a subsite inside the specified site. So once our site has been created, I'm then going to set the theme of the site to orange. That's not really necessary. It's just something to show we're in a brand new site and make it very obvious we're in a brand new site. But then what I'm going to do is I'm then going to remove the out-of-the-box newsfeed web part. That's the web part that we typically get on the homepage of a team site. And we don't want this one. We're going to replace it with a Yammer web part instead. The next step here is to get create a new object called a web part entity. And what I'm going to do is get a reference to the current Yammer user. So for that, what I'm going to do is if we scroll over a little bit, we can see I'm looking at the Yammer access token. So this Yammer utility is a utility that's provided in the shared PNP project right here. And inside this class here, we have a method that's going to give me a reference to the current user using the access token that was provided. So I have a reference to my actual user. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to check to see if the feed type selected was a group or if it was open graph. Now in this case here, we picked a group. So what this code's going to do is it's going to create a new Yammer group using this utility class that's provided. We'll go look at that in just a moment. Once it creates that group, passing in the group name and also passing in the access token that you can see over here, it'll get a reference to that group that was just created, and then it'll use the utility and specific method on there called a Yammer group discussion part. It's going to pass in the Yammer network name, the ID of the group that was just created to create or initialize this this Yammer web part object. That Yammer web part object is then we're going to use an extension method on our SharePoint site called add web part to a wiki page. This is shown in the modify pages sample that's in another video. But what it does is it takes the web part and it's going to add the web part to the home.aspx page that's inside the site pages library, also add that to the homepage, or add that to the site, because this home.aspx is the default homepage for our site. Let's go take a look at how we created the Yammer group and then also how we got the Get Yammer group discussion part. So if I right click on this and go to the declaration of it, what I just did is it just jumped inside of this Yammer utility class inside the Office Dev PNP core project. So what this one's going to do is I'm going to get a Yammer group, go try and get a Yammer group by a specific name. So essentially what this is doing, there's a method in this class. Go back to the declaration for this one. What it's going to do is it's going to take advantage of the access token that's been passed in and get a list of all the groups that we currently have in Yammer. So if I come over here, let's say get Yammer groups, go declaration here. What this will do is it's going to use a specific URI that's defined in the Yammer API. So you can see here I'm saying getting a list of all the groups for a specific user and passing in the user ID. It's handing back a JSON response that we're then going to parse and get out a collection of all the groups. And it'll then walk through all the different groups, and it'll also go ahead and add in the network ID for the current user and the network name. So let me back up a little bit here. After I get all my groups, it's going to iterate through all of those groups and check to see if the group that was specified by the user when we created the site, if it already exists. And if it does, that's the group we're going to use. Otherwise, that's the one we want to pass back. If I come back to the one where we say on the create a Yammer group, let me jump back into that code. So this is where we just were, getting the Yammer group by name. If a name was not specified, then I need to create the Yammer group. And the way that's done is by using the Yammer API and passing in the name of the group and saying if it's private or not. I have a method in here, said post Yammer JSON, passing in the URL and the access token. And then I'm going to go back and get the name of that group that was just created. So Yammer will may have to change the name based on what was provided, but it'll give me that name back. So let's come over here to the post Yammer JSON. Actually, let's go to the declaration for it. And all this does is it's building up an HTTP request using the HTTP verb of post. That's the method that we're going to be using. And then it also includes the access token as an authorization header. It's an OAuth authentication, so we're passing in authorization and the value is bearer space with the access token. So that's how we just created the group. So at this point here, we have the group that's already been created. The next step was to get the discussion part. So let's right-click on this and take a look at this guy. So what this one does is it's creating this an instance of a thing called a web part entity. This is a class that's part of the global core project, the shared core project. So once I've gone through and created the discussion part, I did that by creating the entity, and then I set the title of the web part is Yammer. The part index is 0. That's where we're going to want it to show up in the zone. But we need the important part is getting this XML. So this XML, you can see here I have an internal method called create Yammer group discussion part XML, passing in the Yammer name, the group ID, if we want to show the header and show the footer. So let's take a look at the details for this one. And what this is doing is it's building up all the XML we need to add a web part to the page. What you can see here, if you pick this apart a little bit, is we're actually using a script editor web part, and we're setting one of the properties here, specifically the content property, adding in a div, and then including in a couple of JavaScript files. Specifically, we're including JavaScript coming straight from Yammer. So it's an embed JavaScript file that Yammer provides. The process is very similar if we're using OpenGraph. Instead here, I'll just right-click on this and go to the declaration for the OpenGraph. This one also creates an OpenGraph discussion part XML. It's almost exactly the same as the other one. There's just, because we're still using a script editor web part, we're still embedding in the Yammer platform as well. The difference is what's going to go inside here, this embed feed, and we'd say like the feed type is equal to OpenGraph right here.
And again, to get the code for all of the Office 365 Developer Patterns and Practices group,
make sure you go to GitHub at github.com/officedev/PMP. If you want to discuss these different samples, ask questions, and interact with the team, they have a dedicated group in the Office 365 technical network in Yammer. Just go to yammer.com/ITProNetwork and look for the group called O365 Dev Patterns and Practices.